Our next storyteller is Marion Mote. She's from this area and tells stories in the local libraries and museums. She's going to tell us the story of the magic garden from Kazakhstan.
Greetings. In fact, I'm going to start with a greeting, a zagarit, and I'm going to teach you all how to do it. A zagarit is made at celebrations or when the audience has seen a wonderful performance and wishes to show their appreciation. And instead of clapping, they make a sound altogether called a zagarit. It's done by trilling your tongue on the roof of your mouth and saying la 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 la, either low or high. And it makes the sound come out through your nose so it sounds sort of nasal. And I will demonstrate la 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 la, or la 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 la. So let's all try it together. Tap the tongue of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, la 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 la, or low, and put your hand under your nose. That sometimes helps. Here we go. La 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 la. Wonderful. And if you feel like doing that after a performance that you like, go right ahead. My story takes place in a country long ago in Kazakhstan, where there lived two neighbors. One neighbor was named Asan. He was a farmer. The other neighbor was named Hassan, and he was a shepherd. Now, one year, the winter was very, very severe, and Hassan's sheep could not get under the ice to get to the grass, and they all died with tears in his eyes. Hassan went to Asan and told him that his sheep had all perished, and he would have to leave as he could no longer support himself there. "Never," said Hassan. "I will share my land with you, and you shall have half my farm." "Oh, you are so generous," said Hassan. "But your farm is so small, and this will make it even smaller." "Nonsense," said Hassan. "We will work it together. And though it is small, it will be true. We will work it out. And I will not take no for an answer, for I will not let you leave. You will stay here with me." And so Hassan stayed. Days went by, months went by, and years went by. And one day when he was out in the field hoeing in his land, his hoe went clunk. He looked down, and there was a brass bottle. He opened it, and it was filled with treasure, golden coins. He picked up the bottle and ran to Hassan, and he said, "You're rich, rich." And Hassan said, "No, my friend, for you are so unselfish. It was found on the land I gave you. It is your gold." "Oh, you have given me so much already. No, no, my friend, it is yours." And so it went back and forth. For the first time, the two friends could not come to an agreement. And so they decided to go into the village and ask the village wise men to settle the matter. And so they approached the wise man. He was holding court with his three students, and they waited patiently till he noticed them, which eventually he did. They presented their situation and asked him to mediate. And so he turned to his first student, the eldest, and he said, "How would you handle this situation?" And the student thought for a minute, and he said, "Well, since neither one wants the gold, they should just bury it back in the earth." The wise man rolled his eyes. He turned to his second student, "How would you handle this situation?" The young man said, "Well, they brought the gold to you. Why don't you keep the gold?" He turned to his third student and he said to the young boy, "Armand, how would you handle this situation?" And the young boy thought and he said, I have had a dream. If I had this gold, I would use it to fulfill my dream. In my dream, I saw a garden. It was filled with poppies and tulips and grasses and fruit trees. And it had fresh water, and the people could come and rest their minds and spirits. It was a wonderful place. If I had the gold, I would buy seeds and plant this garden. And the two friends looked at each other, and they agreed, this sounded like a fine idea. And the wise man gave his student the gold, and he said, take this to the capital, buy your seeds, go out into the plains, and plant them, and create your garden. And so the young man traveled the long and dusty trail to the capital. And when he finally arrived, he was overwhelmed by the sound and the color of the marketplace. As he was standing there, waiting to get his bearings and to ask where were the seed vendors, he saw a large camel caravan coming in, and he heard piteous cries from wow, there were birds tied to all the camels, tied by their feet upside down, and they were dirty and covered with dust. And there were thousands of them. He asked the driver, why are these birds here? And he said, I am a great hunter. I have traveled the lands far and wide and have captured these birds, some in forests, some in deserts, some on mountains. Some of these birds are the last of their kind. I am bringing them to the great Khan. He will have them for dinner and decorate his halls with their feathers. The boy was horrified. The birds, last of their kind? He said, look, I have gold. I will pay you for the birds. The merchant and hunter looked at the gold. This was more than he would get from the Khan. He said yes and grabbed the gold before the boy could change his mind. Then the boy started to untie the birds. The larger ones could fly away, but the small ones had to each be taken and cleaned the dirt off and be nursed in his hands and be warmed before they had strength to fly away. And it took him all day. When he was done, he dusted off his pants and dusted his hands off, and he stood up, but his heart was filled with joy. He felt so good. And then he started the dusty, hot trail back home. And as he was halfway there, he suddenly realized he had spent the gold for the seeds. There would be no garden. The money that his teacher had given him with great trust, he had spent. The neighbors would not see their gold, and he felt despair and sadness, and he sank to his knees, and he cried. And as he cried, he heard a small chirp, and he looked up through his tears, and there was one of the birds he had saved. And there was another, and another. And he was soon surrounded in a circle by thousands of birds, big and small. And he heard in his head a voice, and it said, you have helped us. We will help you. And the birds all flew away. They flew to the far corners of the world and brought back seeds from everywhere. And the little ones started to plant the seeds, and the big birds were scratching furrows in the ground to help them, and the pelicans brought water to water the seeds. And the boy was astonished. And then when all the seeds were planted, the birds sang a wonderful song. And before the boy's astonished eyes, the seeds began to sprout before he could blink. They turned into flowers, poppies, and lilies, and bushes, and the trees bloomed and bore great golden fruit that was round. He thought he must be dreaming, and so he reached out and plucked a round golden fruit just to prove to himself it was real. And he started for home. And when his teacher saw him coming, he opened his arms wide and embraced his student. And the boy poured out his adventures. And then he presented the golden fruit to his teacher. And he took a bite, and the rich juice from the apple filled his mouth. They had never seen this fruit before. And he told the boy, "The golden treasure definitely has been transformed." And then, with a shining joy in his face, the young boy led his teacher and the two friends to the garden. And the two friends looked at the beautiful garden, and they smiled in appreciation. This is what they had dreamed for. And soon, people arrived. They ate of the fresh fruit and drank of the wonderful water, and their bodies were nourished, and their eyes and their minds were refreshed by the beauty of the garden, and their spirits were filled with joy as they heard the songs of a thousand birds. The magic garden grew from the vision of a young boy and the generosity of two good friends. Good job.